Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Speaking in Prague at the meeting of NATO foreign ministers, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said this is a critical moment for transatlantic security.
We know that if Russia's aggression is allowed to proceed in Ukraine with impunity, it will not stop with Ukraine. And other would-be aggressors in other parts of the world will take note and consider pursuing their own aggressions. By continuing to strengthen Ukraine, by continuing to show our determination to make sure that it can effectively defend itself, we're also strengthening the security of the United States, of Europe, of free countries all around the world.
Secretary Blinken noted that Russia has been intensifying what are called hybrid attacks against frontline states.
Setting fire and sabotaging supply warehouses, disregarding sea borders and demarcations in the Baltics, mounting more and more cyber attacks, continuing to spread disinformation. In the meeting of foreign ministers today, virtually every ally was seized with this intensification of Russia's hybrid attacks. We know what they're up to, and we will respond both individually and collectively as necessary.
China's support for Russia's defense industrial base was also a matter of grave concern, said Secretary Blinken.
What we've seen from China is not the provision of weapons to Russia, but the provision of critical inputs that have allowed Russia to accelerate its own production of tanks, of missiles, of shells. And it only made even more clear to me what I shared with Chinese counterparts in Beijing. China cannot expect, on the one hand, to improve relations with the countries of Europe, while on the other hand, fueling the biggest threat to European security since the end of the Cold War.
Secretary Blinken noted the United States has sanctioned more than 100 entities involved in the PRC's support for Russia's aggression in Ukraine and will continue to do so as necessary. He expects Europe to take action as well. In July, the United States will host the NATO summit celebrating 75 years of the most successful alliance in history, Secretary Blinken observed. But even more important, he added, we will be focusing on the steps we're taking to ensure that the alliance is fit for purpose for the next 75 years to meet the challenges of today and the challenges we anticipate tomorrow.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.